Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Photography. I'm Steve Bradley. Now, last time I left you hanging with Matt's story and it was just getting interesting. So I want to carry on from where we left off. And before I do, just to mention that we have set up an email address now for your questions. So if you send them through to talkphotographypodcast@gmail.com and they'll all come through to there, and send anything you want through and we'll discuss it on the show. Okay, let's get cracking with the second episode.
That sounds really strange, but it just kind of happened. We didn't spend a huge amount of time or any money whatsoever, really, on marketing or, you know, putting ourselves out there, really, or anything. It was just, I guess, it kind of is the same for everybody. Probably you rely on friends and family and things like that who know that, you know, okay, yeah, you know, you take pictures of people, you've shot a couple of weddings, so can you come and do ours?
Yeah,
and it just kind of, you know, it built from that. I mean, the first wedding that we did, I think we charged, I think, 400 or 500 quid.
That's got to be cheap.
Yeah, super cheap.
Super cheap.
Super cheap. And yeah, looking back on it now, you think, wow, that's
a really good, they got a really good deal. Mm. But at the time, you know, you were...
Yeah, you were just starting out and thinking, ooh.
And I suppose the good thing with technology now and Facebook and things like that is photography and photos are so prominent on these sites. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, I would imagine that's mainly what they're used for, taking pictures. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect as a medium of you getting your work out there.
Definitely. I mean, Facebook for us has been huge.
Yeah.
Because like you say, it's free, it's mass market, and all you've got to do, you know, it can be a very, very simple method of, you know, we obviously meet up with our clients. They contact us because they've seen us somewhere or they've been put in touch with us by somebody else. So we go and see them, sit down, have a chat with them. And then, you know, you can just build a relationship from that and then, you know, add them as friends on Facebook so that when you've shot the wedding, you can update your page status with, oh, you know, we've just shot the wedding for this person and this person. Here's a couple of sample frames. Check it out.
Yeah. Easy to share.
Yeah. Really easy to share. You can tag them in, and then anybody that's, you know, 2 or 3 days later, everyone's still piling onto their Facebook page, posting their own pictures and saying congratulations and stuff. And they see the link to us. And then they click on our page and like it and see some pictures and stuff. And it just goes
perfect.
Nuts from there, yeah.
Okay, so your reputation starts taking off with pretty much the first wedding. How did you get your second wedding?
Do you know what? I actually can't remember. I really, really can't remember how we got it. But I think we got a few. The bulk of our work's come through referrals.
Right.
Which is, I think, always going to be the case. I would like to think that's always going to be the case anyway. You can spend so much on advertising and magazine adverts and things like that, but as long as you can walk away from a wedding having done a good job and impressed everyone that's there, and, you know, there's hundreds of people at a wedding, so every wedding, there's always someone who is either getting married or knows someone that's getting married.
Yeah.
And if you do a really good job and those people go, oh, that's, you know, they were fantastic, I'm going to recommend them, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, chucking out business cards. Okay, so then you start getting more weddings. Now, what's happened now? Because you obviously still work with your dad,
yeah.
And it's kind of, it was your family business,
yeah.
But you're going down a different path now, aren't you?
So now I kind of want to up the ante a little bit and get some more. So the difficulty with, as lovely as it would be for us both to keep working together all the time, logistically it's just not possible because, you know, obviously I live down in Kent. Mum and dad live up in Northampton, so there's a fair chunk of travelling involved with when we're shooting a wedding together.
Yeah.
And especially certainly this year, through the summer, we were shooting quite a lot through the summer. So it worked out that, I think it was May, dad was down with me every weekend. So, you know, it means that, you know, either I'm up there or he's down here and you don't get to spend any time just, you know, either with, you know, wives or girlfriends or family, friends, whatever it is, you're always driving and there's a lot of travel involved. So I'm in conjunction with still working with dad, I'm going out on my own and shooting some weddings out on my own as well.
Cool. And I suppose now you've kind of, it's almost like you've had an apprenticeship with your dad.
Yeah.
In a way.
It's been a perfect, absolutely perfect grounding because it's helped that I've been very, very lucky in the way that I've started because it's made me realize that actually that is what I want to do. And that's how I want to earn my money. But while I've been earning money through doing it for the last 3 or 4 years, I've still been doing a day job as well. So there's been no pressure on that money as the sole source of income.
Yeah.
So I've been able to just completely relax and enjoy it and sort of take it all in and just learn exactly what you need to do, hone your technique and your style. And then I can sort of take all that and go out on my own and
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
pretty exciting.
Definitely.
So if you want to check out Matt's work and see how good a photographer he is, you can go to mattebbidgephotography.com.
Yep.
Or you can check out Matt Ebbidge Photography on Facebook.
I also have a Twitter account, which is at Matt Ebbidge Photo.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know me, Ebbidge is E-B-B-A-G-E. There's some that you do get some quite interesting ways of spelling it sometimes.
Like, I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Or Ebbage.
Ebbage. Do you know what? There's a yes. I know someone that calls your because you and your dad's business is Ebbidge Photo.
Ebbidge Photo. Yeah. Ebbidge-photo.com. Yeah.
So that's the joint, and a lot of your work's on there.
Yeah.
That you've done yourself and with your dad. But yeah, I know someone that calls it Ebbage Photo.
Ebbage.
Yeah, which I find quite amusing. So, okay, so that's our Kent way of saying it.
Yeah.
Like Northampton's way of saying it, Ebbidge.
Ebbidge, yeah.
And we're saying Ebbage.
Down in the Garden of England, darling. Ebbage.
Ebbage Photo. Okay, so that's a bit about your background.
Yeah.
And I hope people do check out your work, and I think they will, because we've been talking about it. So it's to see,
please
see,
do.
See your stuff. Now, moving on, we've predominantly talked about weddings, so let's stick on that, because that's kind of what you started doing.
Yeah.
And you focus on people.
Yeah.
Rather than landscapes. So if you're going to say, if you're someone wanting to pick a wedding photographer, say if anyone out there is listening to this and they say, okay, we need a photographer, mm-hmm. wedding photographer, they might say, yeah, we'll go for that.
But yes, please.
Yeah. But if they're looking for a photographer, because how do people, is it generally word of mouth that people find photographers for their wedding? Can anyone recommend a photographer? How do people find their photographer for their wedding?
There's so many different ways. So there'll always be the brides that go out and buy 5 or 6 bridal magazines, and they'll look through there for the adverts. And which, you know, if you want to spend the money on doing that, that's great. But really, everything. If you're spending money on sort of marketing yourself like that, then that just channels everybody through to your website, really. So you've just got to make sure you've got a good shop window. But yeah, recommendations really is the biggest thing. And certainly, again, you know, social media has been massive now. Message.
Excuse me.
Message.
Okay.
Facebook's been huge for us, certainly, because, you know, someone will go on Facebook and go, right, I'm getting married. Can anybody recommend a photographer? And then you'll see so many comments underneath with people tagging in photographers, either that they've had themselves or they've been at a wedding where they know them and things like that. But I guess the biggest piece of advice, if there's anybody that is looking for a wedding photographer, is ask for recommendations, ask your friends, ask your family if they've got anybody that they know is good, but then go and see them, go and meet a few people, go to a few wedding fairs and see how many photographers are out there as well, because, you know, every wedding fair there'll be four or five photographers kicking around showing you their work and things. So you've got to go and meet them.
So when they go to look at their work and things like that, what kind of things should they be looking for? What's the kind of standard things that people should be looking for when they're looking at perhaps their work, say?
I don't know whether there is a standard, really. I mean, you've just got to be able to look at the pictures and like what you see. The style of wedding photography has changed so much over the last few years with the kind of, you know, the influx of digital. When you've got a guy turning up with 5 rolls of 35 exposure, 35 mil film, then you've got set pictures that you need to take.
Yes.
Even with the introduction of digital photography, there's still plenty of probably what you would call traditional wedding photographers who will turn up and shoot the fairly standard picture.
Right. Group shots, the kind of...
Yeah, those sort of things. And, bride and bride's father standing outside the house before they get in the car and things like that. You know, there's sort of a fairly standard set of pictures, which if that's what you want, then there's plenty of photographers out there that do that. Personally, I'd much rather kind of take a lot of influence and inspiration from the more documentary style of photography.
So documenting the day through
definitely
natural shots.
This is the single cheesiest thing I'm ever going to say in my entire life, but when you give someone their wedding pictures now, you want those pictures to tell a story.
Yeah.
As opposed to just being a nice set of pictures.
An album.
Yeah. They've got to tell the story of the day, because ultimately you want the best thing about being a wedding photographer is the fact that you get to live that day with the couple. You get to go through all the emotion and the joy and the nerves and everything. You literally live that with them.
Yeah.
Then they go off and have a fantastic honeymoon while you're sat there editing the pictures, and then when they come back you go and sit with them and show them, and they get to relive the whole day all over again because they're looking at the pictures. If you're right there with them and documenting it, then it you get a lot more emotion. The picture emotes something, emotes a feeling, as opposed to going, hey, guys, stand there, smile, click.
Yeah.
Because that could be a really lovely moment of interaction between some friends that haven't seen each other for years.
Yeah.
And you've just waded in and ruined it.
Yeah. By such saying, a staged thing.
Yeah, oh, it's awful.
So it's standard. That's maybe a standard, I don't know. It's one side of the coin.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've got the standard photographer, or the guy that will take the standard shots and put people in places and say, right, blah, 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 which is fine, because obviously you've got to have some of those shots.
Definitely. And whichever style you approach, or whichever approach you go for, you've still got to provide a bit of direction and things like that. Certainly, you know, when you take the bride and groom off and do some portraits with them, then you'll be giving them a bit of direction in terms of posing and things like that. But the most for anyone looking for a photographer, the most important thing is that you've got to get along with them. You've got to have fun.
Yeah.
Because the day, it's one of the biggest days of their lives.
Yeah.
And you've got to pick someone that's going to live that with them and have fun.
Yeah.
I don't understand how I don't want to sit here and sound like I'm, you know, slagging off other photographers, because I'm not, but there's still plenty, unfortunately, there's still plenty of photographers who shoot weddings, but they don't enjoy shooting them.
Really?
They do it because they get paid for it, as opposed to doing it because they love doing it.
Yeah.
You've got to find a photographer who loves doing what they do, because the pictures will be so much better.
Mm.
And you won't then have a photographer that stands there bossing you around for 12 hours.
Yeah. And I suppose it's easy to tell, isn't it? The photographers that enjoy it and the photographers that have to do it.
Definitely.
They feel like they have to do it.
Yeah.
So talk me through, because you said you want to tell the story of that day. What kind of things would you do to tell that story? Because I've been to weddings where the photographer will pitch up, I don't know, when everyone gets to the venue, and it's like, you know, it's sort of about, I don't know, mid-afternoon maybe, and they'll stay there till the evening.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Do you do that?
No, the exact opposite, actually. You can see, again, when people go out and they'll meet a lot of photographers, and a lot of photographers tend to say, okay, well, if you want me for 5 hours, then you pay this much. If you want me for 7 hours, you pay this much. If you want me for 9 hours, you pay this much.
Yes.
And you specify which time you want them to turn up and when to leave.
Yeah.
Which, if you're taking the standard pictures, then that's fine. If you've got an idea in your head of the shots that you want to take, then perfect.
You can put a time limit on it.
Yeah, that works. To accurately tell the story of the day and document the day from start to finish, then you can't put a time limit on the day. There's some weddings. I shot one a couple of weekends ago that was an evening wedding. They didn't get married till about 5 o'clock in the evening. So we started at just after midday and then went through till about 9 o'clock in the evening. So relatively speaking, that's quite a short day.
Yeah.
Normally you'd be looking to turn up at about 8 o'clock in the morning and you shoot all the way through till first dance, or just, well, I usually stay till just after first dance, but I don't ever put a time limit on what I do. I stay until the job's done.
Mm. So you say it's however much, and it's for the day.
Yeah. I there's a lot to be said for keeping things really simple.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of just keeping it simple and letting the day, you know, the pictures will tell the story of the day. We don't need to overcomplicate it with a load of different, oh, okay, well, we need to think about this because we better go and do this because I've only got 10 minutes and then I'm going home.
Really?
The day shouldn't be governed by the photographer and his time scale.
Mm.
The day runs how it runs. And for me, the job of a photographer is to be there to document it no matter what. Okay. So if they get married, if the ceremony's slightly late and then everything else slightly, you know, everything else for the rest of the day runs slightly late, then so what?
Yeah.
One price. I just offer a package which is one price, and I give everything for that one price. I don't say, right, okay, so for me for the day you pay X, and then if you want an album then it's a bit more, and if you want all the pictures then it's a little bit more, and there's none of that. I just, one price, you have everything, and you have me for the whole day. If that's a 15-hour day, it's a 15-hour day. That's 15 hours of having fun. So
yeah,
why wouldn't I want to be there?
Okay, cool. So you'll pitch up at 8 a.m. and what, where are you at? Are you with the bride?
Yeah.
With the groom?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah. That's a really tough job,
because
I'm sure you can imagine it's such a difficult such a difficult job. I mean, especially, you know, certainly over the last few years while I've been shooting with Dad, then I've more often than not drawn the short straw, and I get to spend the morning with the bride and bridesmaids getting ready while he goes off to shoot the groom.
It's a hard life.
I know. It's really tough. Really, really tough. But yeah, I mean, you know, even when I'm out on my own, then I'll spend the bulk of the morning there and just
be the bride getting ready.
Yeah.
Talk me through the day. Talk me through what happens.
So you'd turn up, obviously introduce yourself to everyone, just say hi, and then it's literally just get your camera out and just wander around and start shooting. You know, you could be... the bride and bridesmaids could be getting ready. It could be in a hotel room, so it's all quite confined and things. Or they could be at a house, so everybody's off in different rooms and stuff. So there's always something that you can be taking pictures of. There's always little details that you can be taking pictures of, like, you know, the bride's jewellery, for example. If she's got some special jewellery, then you make sure you get some pictures of that. So you're not necessarily in their face all the time. You're never, you know, I'm never sort of chucking a camera right in their face and saying, hey, the one thing I never say is smile, no matter what I'm doing, if it's commercial or headshots or weddings or whatever, because it's just so unnatural.
To say smile.
Yeah, smile, and you just get people giving this really kind of forced, cheesy grin that nobody wants an album full of pictures
like
that.
That is such a funny statement to say, that the one thing I hate and the one thing I won't do is tell people to smile. Yeah. That is quite a big...
There's a big difference between telling someone to smile and making them smile.
Yeah.
So... And if you're, to my mind anyway, if you're there and you're amongst it and you're enjoying the day and you're a, you know, the photographer is always a fairly big part of the day, but you can be a part of the day for a good reason, not I'm a part of the day because I'm going to boss the show and, hey, look at me, right, now we've got to go and do this because I say so.
No, that's you just be there.
Rubbish. Yeah.
You're there in the background.
You're there shooting it. And because you've done all the kind of the, you know, the pre stuff before the wedding, then you've got the most important thing for me is the relationship with your client, with my client, you know, with my couple that I'm going to be shooting. If I've got a good relationship with them that's based on trust and on having fun, then they won't be holding back at any point during the day. They won't be thinking, I feel this, but I want to hold it back because there's a guy 5 feet from me with a camera, which is making me nervous.
Yeah.
They won't even think that. They won't even know that I'm there most of the time.
Yeah.
So they just let it go. And it just means that you get all that emotion which comes across, which just makes for better pictures.
Yeah. So how do you get these kind of shots? How do you make people not realise you're there?
That's a good question.
I have to be just silent. How do you kind of?
It's a good question. You'd think
people would know you're there.
Yeah,
but
and,
they don't.
And certainly some of the time people do know you're there. But if you're there and you're having fun with people and you're having a chat with people and amongst it, you're not just keeping yourself to yourself and saying, right, you go stand there, do this, click. Right, thank you, I'm done with you now. Next.
Yeah, you're part of it.
Yeah, if you're in and amongst it. And it's almost like you're not there as a guest, but it's almost like you're there. Again, it sounds like a cheesy thing to say, but the one thing that certainly Dad and I have always said, and I will most definitely continue, is because you do all the meetings and a couple of other bits before the day, you've established that really good relationship with them. So you're almost turning up to shoot as a friend.
Yeah.
So because the couple are so relaxed around you as the photographer, right, you kind of tend to find that all the guests are relaxed as well. And if you get involved and have a chat with them and have a laugh with them, there'll always be guests that come up to you and say, oh, would you mind taking a picture of me with my husband and my family? And yeah, of course, you know, you never say no. You always just get involved and get it done. But then because if there is a moment where you need to be quite close to capture that picture of someone doing something quite natural, so if they're having a conversation with someone, they know you're there, but they don't really care.
Because they've almost warmed to you. They're, they're like your friends, like you say, like you've got a friendly relationship with them. So they're not, because I think there is this kind of disconnection, I think, with a photographer sometimes, when if you don't know them and they're taking pictures of you, obviously it's quite a personal, revealing thing that they're doing, you know, for you, that it could be quite easy to be a bit sort of, oh, don't really know this person, you know, or I'm going to smile. Mm-hmm. And it's so fake, you know, it's not real.
Exactly.
So if you know them, so how would you go about it? Do you meet them before? You obviously meet them beforehand.
The client.
Yeah.
So,
but I've seen some things on your Facebook page and stuff and your websites about engagement shoots and stuff like that. So is that a good opportunity to obviously?
Yeah. There's a few people that come back and go, okay, well, what's an engagement shoot? And do I need to have that?
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it until you said that you do them.
I offer it as part of this, as part of my package. Well, I say I offer it. I insist on it because I take the couple out probably six to eight weeks before the day. It gives me an opportunity to go and see them again and say hi. I take them to a place or a couple of places that, you know, if they've got somewhere that's particularly meaningful to them, maybe where they first met or they went on a date or something like that, then we'll go there. If they've got somewhere around them that's nice, you know, be that a park or something like that, then we'll go there and we'll just take some pictures. It's a, you know, we just go wander around for an hour and a half, take some pictures, it's a nice set of first and foremost, it's a nice set of pictures for them to have to keep of them before the day.
Yeah.
But it's a fantastic icebreaker because, like I said, you know, there's loads of people that 90% of people say, I hate having my picture taken.
Yeah.
I'm so
yeah.
unphotogenic. I'm really nervous about having my picture taken.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's great to have a session before the big day itself where you can just get all that out of the way. So you can just go off, have some fun. They get to know how I work as a photographer. I get to know how they interact as a couple. So that I don't, on the day, I don't put them in any poses or suggest anything that would make them feel uncomfortable because that will come across in the picture.
Yeah.
Because obviously you get, you know, there's some couples who literally can't leave each other alone and there's some couples who will just about hold hands and kiss each other on the cheek and that's as far as they go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can imagine them at home in sort of separate armchairs with their papers sitting in front of the TV and they don't really sort of do much more than that. But it's important to understand how they interact as a couple so yes. that you can cater for that when you're taking the pictures to show them in the best way without making them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because you could have, if you put them in the pose that makes them feel uncomfortable, you could have the best composed, brilliantly lit, wonderfully set up picture that technically looks stunning. But if they feel uncomfortable, that is the thing that will come across in the picture because they'll be looking at you going, I'm not sure about this.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit strange.
Yeah,
and we never really do anything that's massively out there. You know, we're not sort of trying to take pictures that look like they should be on the cover of Vogue or anything like that. Well, if they do make it to the cover of Vogue, fine.
Yeah, not going to complain about that.
No, definitely yeah. not. But yeah, you're just looking to kind of just show them in the best possible light. So to go and meet them beforehand and get any apprehension and any tension or anxiety about having the picture taken out of the way at that point.
Yeah.
Then it means that when you turn up on the day, they're so familiar with me as a photographer. And they know what it's like to have me standing in front of them taking a picture. So they then are just so much more relaxed, which makes for better pictures. It's just all part of the experience.
I bet that must make such a difference on the day of the wedding because it's like a dress rehearsal, isn't it?
Yeah,
exactly. It's like a rehearsal before the main event. And yeah, I can completely see all the benefits to that.
So. Honestly, it's one of the best parts of the job because it makes you as the photographer look forward to the wedding so much more. You're already looking forward to it because it's, like I say, it's 12 hours of everybody enjoying themselves. So how can you not look forward to that?
Yeah.
But it's such a great, for me, the best part of the single best part of the job is being able to take someone who says, I don't like having my picture taken. I've never had a nice picture. Work with them for an hour, hour and a half. And then they go away going, I really enjoyed that. Thanks.
I don't mind.
That was really fun. And then you show them the pictures and they go, oh, I love that. And they see that they look really good in pictures. It's not such a scary experience and it actually is quite fun.
Yeah.
So they look forward to having their picture taken on the day.
And it's all of a sudden, yeah, they're up for it. And
yeah.
They don't mind.
And and then they've got such a lovely set of natural wedding pictures because we went out and did that first.
Okay. Great. It sounds like we're trying to sell yourself, but it's like it's good advice for other photographers out there.
Yeah, if you're not doing engagement shoots, do them.
Yeah. For the reasons that you've just said.
Yeah, do them. Honestly, do them.
It is totally totally a great idea. Okay, great. All right. Well, let's leave that there for the first episode because we've talked quite a lot about the whole wedding things, thanks very much for all of that info, Matt.
No, thank you.
And the kind of things that we're going to be talking about are, well, we'll carry on. There's still loads more. I'm sure we could talk about actual wedding shots and the shots that you get particularly. Mm-hmm. And perhaps we'll talk about some of the shots that you've taken as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And so that people can check them out and we can talk about those shots and perhaps why you decided to take those. And
yeah.
And you mentioned details and things like that, like the jewellery and things like that.
Yeah.
So there's lots of other things we can talk about that. So we'll also discuss like things like commercial shoots, headshots. I know you do headshots and portfolios. Yeah. Also, we could talk about shooting theatre because you've obviously did The Wedding Singer, but you've shot
plenty of that now. Yeah,
shot lots of theatre and dress rehearsals. So lots of info coming your way. So if you want to get in touch and ask us a question for us to answer on the show, you can tweet. What's your Twitter?
At Matt Ebbage Photo.
At Matt Ebbage Photo. And mine's at Steve M. Bradley. That's M for Mike. Well, not Mike. My middle name isn't
Mike. Steve Mike Bradley.
Steve Martin Bradley. Steve M for Martin Bradley. And you can tweet us. We'll probably set up an email address so that people can send emails for the show.
If they want to send them to the one I've got now, they can do. So the email address that I have now is info@mattebbagephotography.com. So if you want to ask a question or you know anything, if you want to know any extra information, then by all means drop me an email and we'll discuss it on the next show.
Cool. Brilliant. Okay, excellent. Well, let's leave it there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm Steve Bradley.
I'm Matt Ebbage.
Ciao. It sounded really James Bond, didn't it?
Ciao.
Ciao.
Yeah.
I'm Ciao.
Yeah.
Steve Ciao.